Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, Luke 21, 5 through 19. Some of his disciples began talking about the beautiful stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the walls. The temple was alive and well when Jesus walked here on the earth. And he said, "The time is coming when all these things will be so completely demolished that not one stone will be left on top of another." "Teacher," they asked, "when will all this take place? And when will there be a sign ahead of time?" He replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming to be the Messiah, and saying, 'The time has come,' but don't believe them. And when you hear wars and insurrections, don't panic. Yes, these things must come, but the end won't follow immediately." He's not talking about the end of the world. He's talking about the end of the age of grace. We sing that wonderful song at the end, "World without end, amen." But then he added, "Nations and kingdoms will proclaim war against each other. There'll be great earthquakes, and there'll be famines and epidemics in many lands, and there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs in the heavens. But before all this occurs, there'll be a time of great persecution. You will be dragged into the synagogues and to prisons, and you will be accused before kings and governors of being my followers. This will be your opportunity to tell them about me. So don't worry how to answer these charges against you, for I will give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply. Even those closest to you, your parents, your brothers, your relatives and friends, will betray you. And some of you will be killed. And everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me. But," I love the "but" in Scripture, "but not a hair on your head will perish. By standing firm, you will win souls." May God add his blessings to the reading, hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.